On an overcast day in May, Josh Cooper stood at Jenny Hanford's front door. He kept his arms pressed against his sides rather than raising his hand to the doorbell. He might be 32 and a well-known football commentator, but he felt more like a 14-year-old high school freshman with zero confidence. Forget about being nervous. He'd passed that stage 2 hours ago, and he was on the verge of losing it. Your fault. That didn't make being here easier. The pounding of his heart sounded like a death knell. Not surprising, given he hadn't spoken to Jenny Hanford, a former classmate from Berry Lake High School, since their epic disaster of a first and last date at Bruinsteep, a local coffee shop, in July. You have the right to remain silent. Being arrested for disorderly conduct seemed like forever ago. But only 10 months had passed. 10 months that had seen Jenny's life change. 10 months of trying to keep himself from losing everything. Stop procrastinating. Even though Josh wanted to be anywhere other than in jail, but here, he jabbed the doorbell. Chimes sounded. Not a typical ding-dong like most of the other houses in Berry Lake, Washington. Jenny's was 10 times nicer than the typical homes in the area, with her books hitting the bestseller lists and her series being turned into a movie franchise. She could afford a bigger estate on the outskirts of town. The seconds ticked by. Maybe Jenny wasn't home. The thought brought instant relief. He needed a reprieve, even if he had to do this eventually. The door opened. Missy Hanford, Jenny's sister-in-law, grimaced. What are you doing here? Josh understood the harsh expression and the frustrated tone. He'd gone from being Berry Lake's golden boy to persona non grata. To be honest, he deserved the hatred and lack of respect. Both were better than people's pity for being a drunk. He took a breath. I want to speak with Jenny.
She's writing.
Missy gripped the doorknob hard enough her knuckles turned white.
I don't want to disturb her.
Missy's reluctance made sense. She'd been the one to give him Jenny's phone number and convince her homebody's sister-in-law to meet him for coffee. I'm sorry I put you in a rough spot last summer. I never meant... He shifted his weight between his feet. I tried to stay sober before meeting Jenny. But like most days, he'd failed. Only he hadn't failed in such a spectacular or public manner until that ill-fated date with Jenny, a.k.a. best-selling thriller author Jenna Ford. He tucked the tops of his fingers into his pant pockets. I'm here to apologize. It won't take long, please. This is important. He must have sounded pathetic or desperate because Missy's gaze softened. It gave him hope she wouldn't slam the door in his face anyway.
I'll see if Jenny's available, Missy said. You can wait in the living room.
Blowing out of breath, Josh stepped inside. The scent of fresh-baked cookies surrounded him, reminding him of home. The house he'd purchased last summer when he'd returned to Berry Lake was nothing but a shell, a place to store boxes full of his stuff and a few pieces of furniture. It was also where he kept his plane in a hangar by the airstrip out back. He hadn't spent a night there in months. No reason to unpack and create a life for himself in his hometown when he wasn't sure what might happen. Missy closed the door.
Don't touch anything.
He held up his hands. I won't. A visit to the drunk tank was enough to stop him from doing anything illegal, including driving over the speed limit. Paranoid, maybe, but that had been one of the worst days of his life. At least until he'd entered rehab. As Missy walked out, he stared at the bookshelf full of hardcover novels written under Jenny's pseudonym. The pretty bookworm who'd gotten straight A's through high school was now more famous than him. That was one reason he'd asked her out when he arrived in town. He thought they would be Berry Lake's perfect celebrity couple.